And then last is TQL, total approach. In the company, everybody, including watchman and chaprasi, everybody was responsible for quality. Jhaduwal also responsible for quality. So total approach, not only product, not only in service, but also in purchasing, also in stores, everywhere quality. Then customer focus, whatever I do, I will do for customer. Whatever I will do for customer satisfaction, and I will not do anything else. Customer focus, the total concentration on customer requirements. Then human and system component were improved. Continuous improvement. That means today is better than yesterday. This is the day to become better. That was followed by us. And then performance measurement, giving feedback. Total quality management is the subject. This is only the beginning. I will explain this subject totally afterwards. So various definitions of TQM, that is total quality management. TQM is the integration of all functions and all processes within an organization in order to achieve continuous improvement of the quality of goods and services. The goal is customer satisfaction. That means quality of product, quality of service, that I have already explained. But customer may not be happy only for the good quality of product or good quality of service. Suppose he enters your organization and finds everything very dirty, still he is unhappy. Total quality management, I say, even if the cleaning of the organization also is important. Even the behavior of the watchman who welcomes the customer inside, his behavior is also important. Because goal is customer satisfaction, and it is not only satisfaction about the quality of product. It is not only the customer satisfaction of quality of the service, but it is customer satisfaction about everything. How that receptionist welcomes the customer. How that receptionist offers him the coffee. This is also quality. And if the customer becomes unhappy there, then God only can help you. I have experience in my life that customer is happy about quality of product. Customer is happy about quality of service, but he is unhappy about the treatment given to him by other people in the organization. So TQM, I have really practiced this TQM in my life. So I can tell you that everywhere in the organization, quality has to be practiced. TQM policy has two components: defect-free product or service, supplied on time to the customer, on time. If I say Thursday morning you will get the product, product has to be there Thursday morning. If I tell my supplier that you will get the check on Friday morning the check should be in his doorstep, or it has to be electronically credited to the that supplier's account. Advancing the state of art, which is a development process to meet the rising expectation of customers' requirements. That means improve the quality, state of the art, continuously, because customers' expectations are continuously rising. That means what quality you were giving 2 years back, same may not be accepted by customer, or same may not satisfy the customer. The foundation on which a successful TQM effort rests includes customer focus, total participation, continual improvement, total quality management, the concept. The quality of product in a company is determined by the philosophy, commitment, and the quality policy of the management, and the extent to which the policy can be put in actual practice. Since this is basically a management function involving direction by top management and coordination of all quality related activities. I told you all quality related activities throughout the company. Total quality management is a better term to describe this new concept. Concept number two, TQM deals with product and processes. Processes also. That means you cannot say that whatever process I will use, why you are asking what process I am making? You are getting the product now. No. Products and services in totality. It has been recognized that quality is determined as combined efforts of R&D, product design and development, sourcing, supply chain management, manufacturing, sales, marketing and service. So this is the quality starts with the customer and ends with the customer, which is explained in this following figure. All these functions start with the customer and end with the customer only. Contributions of quality gurus. Walter Schuhart contributed to understanding of process variability, developed concept of statistical control charts, originator of PDCA cycle, then Deming, stressed upon management responsibility for quality, SQC approach, developed 14 points, which I will explain later on. Joseph Juran defined quality as fitness for use, developed a concept of cost of quality. Quality cost, that concept was explained by Juran. Then Feigenbaum introduced concept of total quality control. Crosby, as I have told already, quality is free, coined phrase quality is free, zero defects concept. Then Ishikawa, very important. In our early days, we have learned Ishikawa diagram, that is cause and effect diagram. Developed a cause and effect diagram, identified a concept of internal customer. Internal customer, I'm going to explain afterwards. Quality circles, and then Taguchi focused on product design quality, and developed Taguchi loss function, which I'm explaining later on. So definition of a defect is any variation of a required characteristic of the product or services, which is far enough from the target value. What is target value? If the tolerance is plus 0.1, minus 0.1 millimeter, then the middle of the tolerance, is the target value. It prevents the product from fulfilling the physical and functional requirements of the customer as viewed through the eyes of the customer. That means I am going away from the target value, customer will not be happy. Then defect is anything. Defect is anything that causes the processor or customer to make adjustments. And above all, a defect is anything that dissatisfies your customer. If he comes and nobody looks at him, ignores the customer, still he is unhappy. It speaks about the quality of your organization. So customer is unhappy even if his treatment is given by the organization is not good. A defect is anything. I have made it capital letters. A defect is anything that dissatisfied your customer. This is the case example, Kirloskar Electric Company. The customer came. He was not able to come, but then we requested him to come. When he came, the offered motor was horizontal, whereas that customer wanted a vertical motor. He has ordered a vertical motor. And whatever we offered was a horizontal motor. So that motor may be of very good quality, but what is the use? Customer wanted vertical motor. they say most of the times the customer is unhappy not because of the bad quality but because of the aforesaid incidents, which are nothing but defects. What is defect? Defect is anything that dissatisfies your customer. Customer satisfaction feedback, customer care, customer feedback has to be continuously sought and monitored. Complaints are a reactive method of finding out there is a problem. Customer feedback can be relayed to the manufacturer. Performance comparison with competition can be known. Customer needs can be identified because of that. Satisfaction survey. Customer needs can be identified because your quality depends on customer requirements fulfillment. Relative priorities of quality can be obtained and areas for improvement can be noted. Customer feedback methods are comment cards, customer survey, questionnaire, customer visits, customer focus groups, quarterly reports, toll-free phones, email, internet, news groups, discussion forums, employee feedback. So customer handled with care. Because employers don't pay wages, but it is the customer who pays the wages. We always believed this. So take good care of your customers. Customer care centers are not just profit centers. The entire organization must in effect revolve around the customer, whether the customer is being well served, and if he is really pleased, contented and satisfied with the service. Keep promises, return customer calls, treat customers with courtesy, respect, professionalism always. Evaluate customer satisfaction regularly, search for customer related improvements continuously, solve the customer complaints in time. Deliver products, services promptly, efficiently. Give every customer complete and personal attention. Maintain a neat and clean appearance of self and workplace. Review and implement customer feedback. Training and education to enhance job performance. Treat every customer as we would treat ourselves. Then, process approach. Process approach is simply a way of looking at all your activities and thinking of them as set of inputs. Every process has an input and every process has an output. So this chain is also defined with the acronym SIPOC. Supplier, input, process, output, customer. This I am going to elaborate afterwards. All the processes together are like chain of activities wherein our one process feeds into next. Need of process approach is to improve consistency in performance. It is imperative to define efficiency and effectiveness of each of the process for the purpose of continual improvement. So process is chain of activities wherein one process feeds into next. Continuously, process number one, process number two, process number three. One is feeding to process number two. Process number two is feeding to process number three. And input and output is important. So human resource development and leadership. Deming emphasized that no organization can survive without good people. People is very important. Because if people are good, they will satisfy the customer. If I treat my people badly, they will treat customers also badly. Very important. No organization can survive without good people. In order to satisfy customers, businesses must first satisfy employees. Secret of Toyota quality is the workforce. Everybody that has a hand in production. The human resource is the only one that the competitor cannot copy. Human resource, good human resource, good treatment to the customer. And customer is happy, organization is also benefited. So HRM activities, determining organization's human resource, assisting in design of our systems, selecting, recruiting, training and development. Training is very important. So selecting, recruiting, training and developing, counseling, motivating and rewarding employees, acting as a liaison with trade union and government organizations, and welfare of employees. You cannot treat people badly. They cannot produce quality. They will produce quality, they will satisfy the customer only if you look after the employees. Then suppliers also equally important. Suppliers are referred as co-producers. Purchasing departments develop long-term relationship with few suppliers. Along with other aspects like price and delivery, quality becomes the primary basis. Suppliers are ordinarily located near the buying firm's factory. They should be near to the factory and are responsible for their quality. And then continuous improvement. Continual improvement. There is a difference between continuous improvement and continual improvement. What is continual? Second to second, minute to minute, hour to hour, I improve. I am better than last hour. Recurring activity to increase the ability to fulfill requirements. Because quality is nothing but fulfillment of customer requirements. The aim of continual improvement is to improve efficiency and effectiveness. What is efficiency? I produce more in my given time. With less input, more output. And what is effectiveness? Effectiveness is not efficiency. Effectiveness is how you are satisfying your customer, how you are fulfilling the customer requirements. That is effectiveness. So effectiveness of the entire organization, including satisfaction of customers and other interested parties. Customer needs are not static. They change continuously. There is no logical end to how and what extent customer change their expectations. You can't ask customer, sir, yesterday you were expecting different and today you are expecting different. No. So what competitors do to meet these requirements? It can happen that your customer is looking after those changing expectations and you are not looking. Then you will be in a problem. A special innovative product feature being considered as value for money today might become too costly tomorrow. For example, a customer who keeps on buying the components from a particular automotive company expects that there must be continual improvement in quality, performance, reliability and service from the manufacturer. Otherwise, he might be attracted towards other manufacturers, that is your competitors. So, actions for improvement are analyzing and evaluating the existing situation, establishing the objectives for improvement, searching for possible solutions, evaluating those solutions, implementing the selected solution, measuring, verifying and analyzing and evaluating results of the implementation, and objectives have been met. The main focus of all our quality actions must be continual improvement. Elimination of all waste. Workplace improvement are parallel to the idea of continual improvement. So this is the bad housekeeping. This is the good housekeeping. What is housekeeping? A place for everything, everything in its place. Concept of internal consumer, external customer. Ishikawa was the first quality guru to emphasize the importance of the internal customer and the next person in the production process. That means inside my production shop, worker number one is the supplier for the worker number two. And worker number two is his internal customer. He also should be satisfied. All his requirements also must be fulfilled. That is the idea of internal customer. Whatever is said about external customer has to be practiced in case of all internal customers. Quality is not possible if internal customers are not happy. In factory, it should not happen that internal relationship between the workers is bad. They are fighting amongst each other. They are not happy. Their requirements are not getting fulfilled. Nobody bothers about their requirements. Nobody bothers of their problems. Then they cannot produce quality. So internal customers are important for quality as perceived by external customers. Every function in an organization, marketing, engineering, purchasing, production, has an internal customer. Every person in a process is considered as a customer of the preceding operation. Each worker's goal is to ensure that the quality of his operation meets the expectations of the next worker. Every employee throughout the organization is a part of the chain of internal customer and suppliers. Questions asked by people to their internal customers: what do you need from me? What do you do with my output? Suppose I supply my output to you. What do you do with that? Are there any gaps? Good teamwork and interdepartmental harmony. I was telling you, interpersonal relationships is very important. Also, the leader's role in supervising the internal customer supplier chain is very big importance. Quality and competitiveness. For a manufacturing firm to be competitive, its products and services must be free from deficiencies and also should be acceptable to the customers. So for this, a manufacturing firm should excel in quality of design, quality capability of production processes, quality of conformance, quality of customer service, organization quality, culture. Culture. What is culture? That I do my job 100% good, even if nobody is observing me. Even if nobody is supervising me, I will do my job 100% of good quality. That culture is developed, that I will be very punctual, I will do my work 100% good, even if nobody is supervising me. It is my job and I will do it very, very, very religiously. And that is the culture. To compete globally, it is necessary to produce goods of world-class quality, which means better goods, better in performance, better in reliability, durability, ease of use, serviceability, maintainability, availability, aesthetics, choices, options for customers, better image, but at reasonable competitive price. Quality is not a destination, it's a way of life. No quality, no sales. No sales, no profit. No profit, no job. Quality and image are no accident. They are the result of focused hard work, diligence. Quality is not a destination, it's a way of life. We strive for excellence and accept nothing less. 7 habits of highly effective people. Be proactive. Begin with the end in mind. Put first thing first. Think win-win. Seek first to understand, then to be understood. Synergy, and sharpen the saw. Use of quality tools, checklists. After making a list of things to do, you should prioritize them as our urgency, seriousness, growing tendency of the problem. Further, it is necessary to do systematic inspection and maintenance of our equipments. Daily checklist, weekly checklist, monthly checklist. This is the matrix. Urgent and important, crying baby, kitchen fire, some calls. You should immediately go for that. Not urgent but important. Okay, you can wait. Not important, not urgent. You should put it to the next hour. Make every second count. What is quality? Also, make every second count by proper time management. You will be astonished to know how the quality of your life. In the beginning, I was telling you that by practicing total quality management, you will enhance quality of your life. When you make every second count, no wastage here also, quality of your life gets enhanced and quality of your work improves by these simple tools. We must take an oath that whatever we'll do, we will do it right for the first time, every time. Do it right the first time, every time. We shall strive for quality better than the set standards. In our day-to-day life, we'll identify all internal and external customers and satisfy them. Once you do it, absolutely great quality you are producing. Ultimate solution, education and training. Quality should be included as a compulsory subject like science and maths. In the syllabus of the standards of primary and secondary education, then in colleges also. Further, all the parents, employees and industrial workers should be fully trained. I will impress upon this training, because better quality will come only if all the workers and people are trained, fully trained. This is the ultimate solution to the basic problems of our nation. Thank you.